Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now we're going to talk with Cheryl Sullinger of Operation Rescue, and she's written an article called You'll Be Shocked by How Many Violations Health Inspectors Found at a Planned Parenthood Abortion Clinic. That clinic is in St. Louis, and with more details, here's Cheryl Sullinger. Cheryl, welcome back to the program. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Sure. Okay, and what's the website of your organization, Operation Rescue?
It's operationrescue.org.
Okay.
And, yeah.
By the way,
a lot of information on there.
You know, before I get into the details about this clinic that we're going to talk about in your article, Operation Rescue was mentioned on the Senate floor in a very negative way, and actually the accusation was made by one of the senators, Mr. Blumenthal, I believe, that Operation Rescue is violent or has stoked the flames of violence. I understand Operation Rescue has always consistently had the premise, we do not welcome violence. We eschew any kind of violence. If you're going to be violent, don't have anything to do with us because we have nothing to do with you.
That's correct. And we have a long history of peaceful activism within the law. And especially in the early part of Operation Rescue, we used to get arrested by peacefully sitting in front of the doors of abortion clinics. That was not a violent act. It was an act of civil disobedience. And there were arrests back in those days, but we don't engage in that kind of activity anymore because there was a federal law against blocking access to abortion clinics that has some pretty stiff jail times. And so what we've done, and we found that over the years, we've been able to be more effective actually using the laws that are already on the books in order to call for prosecution of abortion providers and also to close down abortion clinics that are hurting women, because in reality, those are the people inside the abortion clinics that are often found to be breaking the law.
All right, and
so we're peaceful.
Yes. Okay, now, before we get into the meat of today's discussion, I've got to ask you, since this is airing around the time of the 44th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, do you think that 44 years ago, when those seven men, on the U.S. Supreme Court made their decision in favor of abortion, do you think that they would ever see the day, we would see the day, when women are going into these abortion clinics, and in many cases, at least some cases, there's substandard treatment here on a medical basis, substandard medical treatment?
Absolutely. In fact, Roe v. Wade...
You think they would have predicted that? You think they would have foresaw that? I would think that those men would have opposed that.
Yes, I think they would have too. And I think what they did was they ruled based on the false notion, actually, that women need abortions, which they do not. And also the fact that if abortion was legal, it would become safe. It would be done in sanitary environments. There would not be abortion deaths, which was actually overstated to that court, the number of abortion deaths in our country. So they were misled on a number of different levels as to the reality of abortion at that particular time. But now what we find is that the abortion facilities are almost as bad, if not as bad, as the back alley abortion facilities that you hear so much about before Roe v. Wade. They really didn't clean up. In fact, a lot of them just opened up for business after Roe v. Wade and continued the same shoddy practices that they had been doing before. But what we found throughout the country is that if you walk into an abortion clinic and an honest inspection is done, most of the time there will be violations found, especially in the safety and sanitation department. Always, you know, we've seen hundreds of these inspection reports, and usually safety and sanitation are the big things that they violate.
Wow. All right, well, let me go ahead and read the very opening of this recent article that you wrote, and you can get into the content. Operation Rescue has obtained 5 statement of deficiency reports that show Missouri state inspectors have cited the Planned Parenthood abortion facility in St. Louis, Missouri, for 39 classes of violations involving 210 incidents. So go ahead and wax eloquent on this.
Well, what we found was the first inspection that was done in 2009, they found only 2 violations. There were 6 incidents involved in that. And then every year after that, when they were inspected, which was 2013, 2015, and 2016, every time they were inspected, the number of incidents went up. And in 2016, it went up dramatically.
Before you go further, can you explain what you mean by incidents? What's an incident? Give us a few examples.
Okay, like for example, they may be cited for not having a safe and clean environment. So one of the incidents may be that there was dust on the ultrasound machine, or there was dust in the patient area, there was dust on the surgical equipment or dirt on the surgical equipment, the floors were dirty or something like that. So every time they mention a different area that where they find dirt that should be cleaned and wasn't, then that's like an incident.
Okay, but that seems minor or petty, is it?
Well, you know, when you're talking about cross-contamination of surgical implements that are used on women, I don't think it is petty. In fact, every medical facility, in fact, pretty much every business that deals with the public, you know, like, for example, my husband works in a produce department, and in that produce department, they have to make sure their refrigerators are a certain temperature so that the produce doesn't go bad or doesn't freeze, you know, and then they have all these health and safety things that they have to follow so there's not bloodborne contamination if somebody happens to cut themselves. You know what I mean? I mean, he has a lot of paperwork to fill out, and he has also to make sure that everything in his department is safe so that when people buy his produce, nobody's going to get sick. And you can imagine in medical facilities where surgeries take place, how careful you have to be in order to make sure that people are not getting diseases passed from one person to another. They're not having contaminated surgical instruments being used on them. That we've seen incidents where contaminated surgical instruments can actually spread venereal diseases from one woman to another. And so all the sanitation thing has to be taken very, very seriously, because if it's not, then women can actually get infections. They can really suffer serious, serious consequences because of that.
Okay.
It's a really important thing.
All right. Here's some of the, just, I've got your article right in front of me. Here's an example of another violation at this abortion clinic. Failure to remove expired inventory from active stock. This included items such as IV solutions, various drugs such as Valium, ammonia, inhalants, and other supplies used on patients. So they're using stuff that's expired.
Right. Which means it's not as effective. You know, when your drugs go out of code, they need to be discarded. If they're not discarded, if they're used on people, they're not going to be as effective. So there's a reason that there's an expiration code on those. And they have to be really very careful about that. And most abortion clinics aren't. And this particular abortion clinic was cited for that more than once. You know, they were also cited for another interesting thing, and that was they were trying to save money by taking these single-dose vials of medication and using them on more than one woman, because there would be extra medication left in the vials after they drew out one dosage, right? So, but those vials have no preservatives in them. And so once you open them, they have to be discarded because they start going bad really fast. There's no preservatives. But they were keeping these vials and using them over several days on different patients. And they could have made someone really sick or given them an infection or something by doing things like that. And, you know, it may sound petty, but it's actually really a serious thing when, you know, when you think about what can happen to women who are treated with expired drugs, treated with drugs that have gone bad, treated with supplies like, for example, surgical gloves that are out of date. Well, when they're out of date, they could leak, puncture, the latex isn't as good anymore. So, you know, if you're using surgical gloves that are out of date, you could risk cross-contamination, spread infections to every patient that, you know, is touched by those gloves.
And I understand in some cases there were employees that showed no evidence of being trained to assist with surgical procedures.
You know, that's another very, very typical violation that we see at abortion clinics. And the problem with that, well, one of the reasons why abortion facilities tend to hire people that are not properly trained is because they can get them at a lower price, you know, so you don't have to pay them so much. If they hire a registered nurse or a LPN, they might have to pay them quite a bit more money to work for them. So it really cuts into the profit margin. And when you understand that abortion clinics are primarily about profit, then you really understand why they hire these girls for $8 an hour, you know, off the street to help with surgeries. You know what I mean? Because it saves them so much money to pay a little bit of money to these women that are not competent. But it's very, very dangerous. And we find these kinds of violations all the time. It's pretty typical.
Do women patients getting abortions, are there complications sometimes? Are there, I know on occasion, rarely, there are deaths even caused by abortions that are safe, legal, and supposedly rare, but comment about that, about either deaths or even just people getting sick, perforated uteruses, et cetera.
Well, at this particular Planned Parenthood in St. Louis, they have we have a documentation of 63 medical emergencies since August of 2009. And just last year, there were 6 incidents where women had to be transported to the hospital. And you have to understand that abortion facilities generally do not transport women to the hospital and, you know, by an ambulance because it causes a little bit of an uproar in the community. You know, everybody sees the ambulance and everyone's attention is drawn to it. They don't really like that. And they try to avoid that if possible. So a woman really has to be in a life-threatening condition in order for them to call an ambulance for them. And so 6 last year, that's about 1 every other month, and that's way too many as far as we're concerned. We think that this particular facility has some really, really, really serious issues. It's also a training facility. So we're seeing abortions done by people that are not trained. They're like practicing.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So,
you know,
yeah.
do the women going in to get abortions at this clinic, I mean, whether you, look, I bet you even somebody who's very strongly pro-abortion rights would not want to know that this person, you know, doing this abortion on them doesn't necessarily have proper training or proper experience. Do the patients know this?
You know, I'm not sure if that is disclosed to the women or not, but it's something that should be disclosed if it's not. But in a situation like this, you know, you're talking about somebody's life.
Yeah.
You know, it's a blind procedure. It takes a little bit of training and, you know.
We're almost out of time.
Expertise involved, yeah.
Sure. Exactly. All right. Cheryl Sullinger of Operation Rescue, operationrescue.org. Thanks so much for being with us. And again, the name of our article is You'll Be Shocked by How Many Violations Health Inspectors Found at a Planned Parenthood Abortion Clinic. Thank you, Cheryl. God bless.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.